Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the completely missing Jill Serkin, who has she's thrown a duvet day on us, has she not?
She has. So, hi everyone, this is Martin.
It's Martin White has very kindly agreed to step in at the last minute and co-present the show with me, which we're very, very proud and pleased for him to do that, because the woman has thrown a wobbly. She's at home, she's laying on a chaise lounge, sipping Limsip, apparently.
The old duvet day.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's cold out there, I think I'll throw a sickie. Is what I got there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the old mercury touching zero this morning. And
yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And she's gearing herself up. She's going on another one of her jaunts as well. She's off to New Delhi next week.
Yeah. I know. She was asking me for fashion tips yesterday. You know,
She would.
What should I wear when I go to India?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you're the man, aren't you? You're the man for fashion tips. And subtropical weather, surely.
It's a good job I'm in touch with my feminine side, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, she hasn't turned up, so she's not here. But we, luckily, have Martin. So how are you doing, Martin?
I'm really good, thanks, Paul. We'll muddle through it today.
Yeah, we will, yeah.
We're thinking of you, though, Jules. We do hope you get well soon.
Actually, it's probably be a better show, to be honest.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, you're not? You nearly did. You nearly said something.
No, I'm going to sit on the fence on that one.
Cool. So what have you been up to, Martin?
Yeah, well, it's a busy time for us, Paul. It's a busy time for everybody, just after Christmas. But we've got something really exciting to talk about. So Supply My Business have just launched a promotion today, actually. So it's great that we're here to be able to talk about that and promote that. What we're going to be doing, basically, is offering all businesses in Kent that sign up to our website, supplymybusiness.co.uk, before the end of February, who then go on to post a brief for their business through our website, we're going to send them a free £10 e-gift card from M&S.
Wow.
Just as a thank you and a welcome to the website. And we're free to use anyway until May, so...
I'm short of socks.
Yeah, absolutely. Handy stuff.
Absolutely. I'm going for that. Nice one.
Shorts and knickers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So how do we clobber the £10?
Yeah, so all you need to do basically is if you register your business on supplymybusiness.co.uk, post a brief for your business, whether that be you need a new solicitor or you need an IT business to help you out with your business, post a brief. There's no obligation to take that any further. We want businesses to get on the site and start using it. So, it's a little incentive to do that.
Fabulous. And if you didn't get Martin's website when he said it then, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, to the homepage, there is a link to Supply My Business, and you can click on that and go straight to the website. And I'd also say, because he's far too modest to tell you, that they have a brilliant blog section on their website too, and that's always worth a read. So do have a look at that.
Yeah, thanks. And Jay, one of our guests today, has kindly written our blog last week. So that's on there, talking about the changes to the Consumer Rights Act.
Fantastic.
In 2015. So worth a read.
Absolutely. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show. We've got a fabulous lineup of guests, and we'll introduce them as we go through the show. We've also got a new feature starting in the second half of the show, which is called The Counting House, and we're really excited about that, and we will be telling you more about that as the show unfolds. Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at RAP Office Contracts, Julie and the team, the fit out and construction specialists, based over there in Maidstone, but covering the whole of the southeast of England. So a massive thank you to RAP Office Contracts for sponsoring today's Business Bunker show. We really do appreciate your support. Thank you very much. What else have we got? Oh, you can contact us in not all the normal ways. For those of you in the know, Twitter has been a nightmare this morning. It's been all over the place. It's been up and... Oh, no, I can't say that on air, can I? It's been up and down a lot. So hopefully it's up at the moment. And if it is, you can get a shout-out. You can interact with us live on air by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. You can also call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to contact me normally is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had some tweets before Twitter went doolally. And we will be reading some of those shortly. And we've also got lots of emails for your delight. And I think, Martin, we will kick off with one of your emails, I think. Okay. What do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sound good?
More than happy to do that.
Good.
This time of year, a lot of awards, ceremonies and entries taking place. So we've got one from Natalie Benegs, I believe, for the Kent Creative Awards. Kent Creative Awards, in association with Ashford School, have generated interest across Kent from creative professionals looking for the recognition that awards bring. The first ceremony will take place during a dinner on Wednesday the 18th of May, my birthday, at the Alexander Centre in Faversham.
Oh, that's nice.
The event will reward contributions to the cultural world of Kent from individuals and organisations that embrace creativity. The awards will highlight the variety of creative works, projects and events created across the county that add value to the local economy and communities. So that's happening in Faversham on Wednesday the 18th of May, that award ceremony. I think Natalie's got a show after this one, hasn't she?
She has. Natalie has the Kent Creative Show, which is on this very station at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
So she'll probably talk about that today as well.
She will indeed. It's very nice of them to stage an entire event just for your birthday, Martin.
It is, isn't it?
You must be so proud.
There's quite a few things happening on the 18th of May, so I'm going to be busy.
Right, absolutely. Well, and why not, you know? Massive celebration across Kent for Martin's 21st birthday.
Thank you, Paul.
It's okay.
I've got another one here.
Yeah, go for it, and then I'll read some tweets.
Fruitworks Create.
Yeah.
Our mission is simple. So this happens at the Fruitworks co-working space in Canterbury. Stour Street, is it?
77 Stour Street.
Yeah. Our mission is simple. Create for change, for innovation, for discovery, for you. We put 50 like-minded people in a pretty cool Victorian warehouse in the centre of Canterbury. We had a mix of interesting speakers with remarkable stories to tell, and then we had a splash of beer. A lot of beer, in fact, and it'll be free. And it's happening next... Actually, it's happening this week, isn't it?
Yeah, Thursday.
Thursday the 21st from 6.30 to 9 p.m. in Canterbury. And we've got the lovely Deborah Turner, Zoe Cairns is going to be there, and also Richard Torval. So
absolutely. Three speakers. Yeah.
If you want to talk headshots, he's your man.
Yep. Headshots, fashion and image consciousness and social media, what's not to like, and free beer. Can't ask for much more than that, really, can you?
Should be a great night.
Absolutely. We've had some tweets in. We've had a tweet from a new listener called Shop for Charity UK. And that's on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Shop4CharityUK. And they say, VanillaWeb, that's me, we would love it if you could mention the campaign we are running in February for ShoeAid UK. That's a Twitter handle as well, ShoeAid UK. And it's called Barefoot Selfie. I wonder what you have to do.
I can imagine what you might have to do.
So we're going to check that out. So do check that out. That's Shop for Charity UK, and they are running an event through February called ShoeAid UK, and they've got a hashtag Barefoot Selfie. So check it out. That sounds like it has potential for some interesting things.
Jackie, I was with Jackie, who's going to be talking in a minute, this morning at an Active Business Group networking breakfast visitor day, which was fantastic, by the way, Jackie. Thanks for that. And somebody there, the new
she's
chairman...
She's good with breakfast, I hear.
She's brilliant. The new chairman is going to be doing a walk over coals in barefoot shortly. Isn't that right, Jackie? Can you tell us a little bit more about that? In aid of charity, I believe, walking over hot coals. Oh, it was for Pilgrim's Hospice, I think, wasn't it? A charity evening.
It is for Pilgrim's Hospice. That's Rob Brady. He's going to be doing that for them. With no shoes on, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. And quickly, presumably.
That sounds painful,
running,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
He needs to run.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll look forward to that. Yeah. We'll look forward to the screaming.
Have we got any dates for that event, Jackie? Do we know when it is?
Not off the top of my head,
Rob,
Martin.
We'll, I'll tell
afraid.
You what, we'll find out and we'll post it on the community pages of Kent Business Radio.
Let's do that.
That'd be good idea.
Because that's going to be a laugh. That's going to be well worth going to.
Pilgrim's Hospices were there this morning, and they've got some fantastic charity fundraisers that they're running this year. So well worth a look at. Trips to China, all sorts of stuff.
Absolutely. And we'll cover that on future shows. I've had another tweet from another new listener, Grain Store Studio. And their Twitter handle is G Store Studio. And they say, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout out, please. We've been open 3 months now. We're a studio teaching an exhibition space for artists located on a farm. They don't tell me where the farm is, but if you follow them on the Twitter, you can find out. And their Twitter handle is G Store Studio, StoreStudio, G Store Studio, for Grain Store Studio. Do give them a funker. Do give them a funker on the bunker. We could start a whole new trend with that, a funker on the bunker, couldn't we,
you
really?
Create a jingle around
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just so creative, aren't I? To give them a follow on the Twitter and find out more about what sounds like a really fabulous space, studio teaching and an exhibition space for artists. And if you find out where they are, or if you're listening still, guys, maybe tweet us in and tell us where your studio actually is. That would be fabulous. We've had a tweet from Kent Tweetups, Vanilla Web Business Bunker. Please can you shout out for our free business networking, the one and only original Kent Tweetup, established in 2009. I do believe I think they're talking about the Whitstable tweet up there. I do believe that was the very first ever tweet up in the UK. And the Whitstable tweet up, I happen to know, happens at the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. I do believe that Kent Tweet Ups also have a tweet up at Lenley's in Roper Road in Canterbury, and a couple of others. So do follow them on the Twitter, Kent Tweet Ups, and find out where all their tweet ups are. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to say that. Find out where all their tweet ups are.
And I know Jules herself was very involved with the setup.
She was originally involved in the setup with a lovely lady called Maggie Langley, who has since returned to her home state in the US, to Ohio. And
Ken?
And Ken Lloyd was also involved. And I think Ken's still involved and still gets involved. And there's a guy called Mark Reed that helps coordinate a lot of it.
And Gerard, I believe, as well.
Gerard Jakubovicius.
That's the one.
Gerard who, sorry? I'm sorry, Gerard. I always pronounce his name wrong. I'm really sorry.
I've got some curry and beer, which are two things that are always very close to my heart, although not in January because I'm having a dry January. Here is a reminder that the first curry and beer networking event of 2016 will be on the 21st of January. That's again this Thursday at the delicious Raj Moni Bromley. The event is from 6:30 p.m. onwards. It doesn't say who's actually organised it, but I'm assuming it's the Curry and Beer Networking Organisation or something.
No, it's Paul Kane, a chap called Paul Kane that normally does that, I believe.
Okay. It says visit our website. I haven't got a URL.
Okay.
But I have got a phone number. 01689 768273.
Okay, 768273. I'm fairly sure that's Kane & Co, bookkeepers, okay, that organise that event, I think.
Okay.
But we will post a URL on the Kent Business Radio website when we find out what it is and let you know.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a tweet from the lovely Organic Sisters, Caroline and Liz, and they say, Vanilla Web, what's in your pantry? We're the Organic Sisters and we deliver veg and fruit and far more to your home. Riverford Organic. You can follow them on the Twitter, Riverford_Kent. That's Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, who supply veg boxes and much, much more directly to your home. Organic food. What's not to like? What else have we got here?
I've got an email from JW Training. Good afternoon, Paul. A belated Happy New Year to you. We are very proud to announce that our training programs are now accredited by the CPD Standards Office. Please visit our website, jwtraining.org.uk, for more information. Or should you wish to discuss your specific training needs in more detail, then please do not hesitate to contact me through the details below. And that's Barry at jwtraining.org.uk. And I assume that's, is that sort of office-based training skills?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Grain Store have been on. Faversham is the answer to my question. That's where their studio is. And they're saying, please also come along to our next local art market. We're just outside Faversham. Fantastic. Thank you for that. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play a bit of tunage. January has not been a good month for rock stars so far, and we lost another couple today from Mott the Hoople and the Eagles. So, and a little bit of a mini tribute. I think we'll give it a bit of this.
When he was 25, speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when he's getting close to marks and sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars, rub his face, funky little road rage. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV. Stones, we never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag! Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around, or is it in my head?
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 19th of January, with me and the absolutely lovely Marty White. I know he called you something else then.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah. He is lovely, though. He's a lovely Martin White. But, welcome back. A bit of Mott of the Hoople there, all the young dudes. keep your tweets coming in. I know that Twitter has just collapsed again, but I've still got a few left on my screen. I've had a tweet from Lynn Walker, and her Twitter handle is LWA1960, LWA1960. And she says, Vanilla Web, the Telescope Restaurant at Longfield Academy is open from 12 till 2.30, Tuesdays and Fridays, with fine dining produced and served by the trainee chefs. Now then, I have actually eaten in that restaurant. is part of the school, and the Federation of Small Business, of which I'm a member, held an event there at the back end of last year called 30-30. And 30 of us businesses went and networked with 30 of the A-level students. And they cooked us lunch in that restaurant. And I've got to tell you, it was blinding. Not only was the food really superb, but the atmosphere, the ambience, and the entire place was really, really cool. It's indoors, but it's set like a piazza terrace. So it's as if it was outdoors, but it's not. So you've got the benefits of both. Really, really cool. And I highly recommend it. And they're open to the public on Tuesdays and Fridays. And you can book a table there by ringing 01474, that's Dartford, 01474 700 700. Or you can just follow the lovely Lynn on the Twitter and hassle her into booking it for you. And her Twitter handle is LWA1960, all one word, LWA1960. So do check that out. What else have we got here?
I've got a construction event happening at Mid Kent College on January 23rd.
How did you do that? How did you do that?
Telepathy.
Yeah, it was, because I've just got a tweet up from Rap about exactly that, but you go with it.
Okay. Well, this one's coming from Julie, but I know Mid Kent College themselves have been promoting it as well. We've got it on our Supply My Business website. We're promoting it. It's a construction networking event, construction industry networking event, Mid Kent College, again on Thursday. What a busy day on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Starts at 8 a.m. Anyone looking for an apprentice, for example, and particularly in the construction sector, should come along, hear about what Mid Kent College can do to help you there. But also, I believe one of the very large construction contractors, Kier, I believe, are going to be there and actually doing a keynote as well. So anyone that's in any kind of construction, office space, etc., I think should get along to that. And I know Bjorn, he was here before Christmas.
Yeah, the air conditioning guy.
Yeah, Renewable Bjorn Energy Haynes. Solutions. Bjorn, yeah, he's going along to that. So right, okay. Get yourself along, that sounds great.
Cool. And Julie from RAP has tweeted in at the same time to say, at last someone has organised an apprenticeship scheme. Well done, Mid Kent College, get along there. So, absolutely. Do you know what? It's a pleasure now to introduce our first guest to the show. It's an absolute delight to welcome for the very first time Mr. Jay Sahota. And Jay is with a law firm based in Maidstone called Sahota Newcomb Scott. And I need to get that right because Mr. Newcomb was not happy with me.
He wasn't happy with the spelling, was he?
No, I misspelt his name on the website.
The irony is that you'd think, wouldn't you, that Sahota is the most difficult to spell, and people tend to get Newcomb wrong.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. In my own defence, it was an autocorrect error rather than anything else. But anyway, neither here nor there. I really apologise, John, for doing that. It's not nice when people get your name wrong.
You obviously weren't a tennis fan, were you, back in the 70s?
Well, I know he was really big back then.
he doesn't play tennis now, I can assure you.
Anyway,
Jay, call me for saying that.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about your business and a bit about you as well. Give us some background. Tell us who you are and what you're up to.
I will do. I'm a litigation solicitor. I qualified in the city in 2005. God, it's a long time ago now, isn't it? I feel really old. So this is my 14th year in the law.
Right.
I actually qualified as a corporate solicitor and hated it because it was too procedural for me. I wanted to do a bit of fighting. That's what litigation is really about. It's about fighting the other side and being a bit of a Rottweiler.
Bit of an arguer.
Yeah, and I think I've got a reputation as a bit of an argument. Martin was alluding to that earlier when we were having a conversation. So I do like arguing and complaining, and that's part of the reason why I've ended up doing what I do. So I qualified in 2005 at Allen Overy, which is a big city law firm, and moved around various law firms. I think I knew in my heart of hearts as I was moving around the city, although I gained really good experience, I think I knew that eventually I wanted to open my own law firm, which is what we've done recently. It's a new, brand new law firm, Maidstone. This is our fourth month in operation.
I was going to say, 4 months you've been going, haven't you?
Four months, so very early stages.
Yeah.
And I run the firm with my two partners, John and Gareth,
right,
who are fantastic. So we set up the firm together, and we've all got complementary skills, abilities and experiences, and hopefully we're a good team. So we get on and we can do what we want to do, which is part of the reason for doing it, really. We're constrained by what big firms tell you to do rather than what you want to do, and hopefully we can be our own bosses and potentially make a bit of money out of it too. We haven't got there yet, but soon we will, I hope.
It's we always love a new startup business on the Business Bunker Show. You know, it's one of the things that we try to encourage, and it's great to always have new businesses opening in Kent. Is there a particular reason why you chose Maidstone to open?
There are a few reasons, actually. The first is that it's when people think of Maidstone, I think they think of it as the commercial centre of Kent. Mm. If we'd been anywhere else, it probably would have been either too rural or, you know, difficult to get to, or not as business-minded as Maidstone is. I think people see it as a commercial centre. As a county town, you know, people have good views, I think, of Maidstone generally. I think part of the real reason is equidistant between where we live. So Gareth lives in Ashford, John's in Ainsford, and I'm in Mepham. So it's easy to get to for all of us. And clients don't mind Maidstone. It's quite easy to get to in terms of transport, etc.
Absolutely.
The road,
and of course, Maidstone also has a county court and a crown court as well.
It does. Part of it was deliberate, because a lot of people said to us, "You're idiots opening up in Maidstone. There are a plethora of law firms." And we thought, great, well, go in and pinch their work. You know, we're not competing with them on their terms. We're doing it our way and trying to grab clients from them.
Absolutely. So I want to explore that a little bit, if we may, Jay. From your point of view, based on entirely what you just said, you know, there are a plethora of law firms around, whatever that means. Yeah. Does it mean lots?
Lots.
Yeah, there's lots of law firms about. Things like professional services are really very personal to a large extent.
Yeah.
You know, they're about relationships and things like that. From your point of view, what is it that you think that you guys can bring to it that will make you stand out against all those other existing, sometimes long-term law firms that have been around a long time?
Well, we are different. I'm not just saying that, because we're not stuffy. A lot of these bigger firms are very stuffy.
Yeah.
They don't actually look after their clients. A lot of those big firms, clients have become a commodity rather than an individual that they have to offer a service to.
Mm.
And they become complacent. I mean, there's an arrogance, not just in the legal market, but I think generally amongst those sorts of firms, that clients will stick with us forever.
Yeah.
And as we all know, in this day and age, that isn't the case. Clients are becoming more demanding. They're shopping around. They're looking for a good deal, they're looking for good service, and gone are the days when clients stuck with one firm for 30-40 years. So
absolutely,
clients are shopping around, and we're attuned to that, so we're not stuffy. We do offer that customer service. We look after our clients. We like to think of ourselves as a one-stop shop. You know, clients can come to us for any legal need, and we'll try and help them as best as we can. And we do pick up the phone, and we talk to people properly. And things like thinking outside the box. A lot of these big firms, I was saying, because I was in the big firms. I'm not slagging the big firms off. I was in those big firms. I know how they work. They very much follow a procedure.
Yeah.
And if a particular problem doesn't fit within the remit of that procedure, they get a bit lost.
Mm.
Whereas we will think outside the box, think about how to come up with a practical, novel solution to a problem, and actually look after the client's interests and come up with the best result for them.
Absolutely. It's one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I don't want to get too contentious, especially not with someone that specialises in arguing. But a couple of things. The Federation of Small Business had a report. They didn't particularly commission a report for this purpose, but it was one of the feedbacks that we got from small businesses, and I emphasise small businesses. A lot of small businesses have reported that they're not very happy with the services that they get from the legal profession. They didn't go into detail about what those unhappinesses were. From my own point of view, excuse me, in the past, I've used law firms for very uncontentious things. I'm not talking about, you know, really in-depth stuff, although I have used law firms for that, but that tends to be a kind of different basis. But, you know, things like conveyancing or whatever. Excuse me. And quite often, I find it, in the past, have found it really difficult to build a relationship with the lawyers. You know, it's all process and boof. And I personally, I don't like that. I just feel uncomfortable.
Exactly what I'm saying. I was going to say that those people who complain about this poor service clearly haven't used Sohoto Newcombe Scott, have they?
Absolutely.
If they come to us, it would be an entirely different experience, I can guarantee. But those points are correct. It's what you say. It's about transparency, honesty.
Mm.
A lot of firms, again, not just the big firms, a lot of non-legal firms will get a client in through the doors, and they won't be transparent with them about pricing, for example, or honest about prospects of success in a particular case. They just see the readies and they go after them.
Yeah.
Whereas if a client comes to us and we consider the case, you know, turn it around, look at it and say, you know, actually hasn't got very good prospects of success, we will be honest with them, entirely honest, and say, you know, there's no point pursuing this for X, Y, and Z reason. We're not thinking about lining our pockets. We're thinking about the best result for the client.
Yeah,
and that is what it's all about.
Absolutely. Excuse me, I've got a cough.
It's interesting because I actually met a lady this morning.
Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, and I met many ladies this morning, but this particular lady is trying to extricate herself currently from a very difficult franchise agreement that she's in. And so,
oh, I've done a lot of franchise disputes.
Have you? Yeah, yes. And so Jay and I are going to have a conversation about her, right. And hopefully, you know, he'll be able to just pick up the phone and offer her some initial advice without having to get into some of those, you know, more intricate conversations about fee and everything else. And that's what you need in the first
instance. Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that because that has reminded me of something that I wanted to float across Jay and get his input on. I operate as an angel investor and I get quite a lot of opportunities to give people money on a regular basis. And one of the problems that I have is when you start out on a business relationship in terms of buying into a company, whether it's debt equity or, you know, share equity, it's all very lovely. It's like dating. When you meet someone for the first time, it's all lovey-dovey and you love each other and all those little foibles are just endearing and all that kind of stuff. A year down the line, you hate each other and all the rest of it. And one of the things, whether you're raising finance or not, that I tell businesses is the most important things when you're starting a business are articles of association and shareholders agreement.
Yep.
And so many people go, yeah, well, lawyers are expensive and I don't think it's worthwhile. Yeah, yeah, and it's a hassle. But for me, it is so crucial that if you don't set those parameters, it's like a prenup or whatever now, if you don't set those parameters up front, you could be in big trouble. And mentioning, you know, extracting yourself from a franchise is kind of the worst form of that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's critically important. Actually, I've given lectures before on the need to enter into those sorts of agreements, you know, joint venture agreements, partnership agreements, shareholders agreements. You need to check your T's and C's before you enter into trade with anybody else to make sure that you're on the same page and that they do what you want them to do effectively.
Absolutely.
As you say, it's always the friends and family who fall out. I've been doing this for nearly 14 years now, and it's never those really shrewd businessmen who fall out. It's the ones who are loved up at the start of the relationship.
Exactly.
Think it's going to be fantastic. Ends up
losing their money.
Exactly.
Or you're
going
different directions. You have a different view of where the business should go. Everybody falls out, and then you have to try and break it up, and you've got no basis on which to do that.
No, and that's why I always say to clients, come to me early, even when you're thinking about a new business venture or an idea.
Yeah.
It's always best to consult your lawyers nice and early, because we can put those things in place for them, make sure you have a proper foundation.
Yeah.
Because if you try and extricate yourself from a problem later, it's going to be more expensive, much more hassle, and it's going to be a pain in the what's it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't emphasize that enough. You know, when people start their business, they're normally short of cash anyway, and they're more obsessed with, you know, getting their website up or, you know, building a marketing plan or getting their business cards printed. And you look at the cost of having, you know, a professional advice from both lawyers and accountants, and you need both. But it's like, it's money well spent. If you don't spend it then, it's no good spending it later on. You know, that's the starting point to do this, and it's crucial.
I mean, that's a false economy. I often see cases where instead of parties tightening their T's and C's or, you know, agreeing something properly in writing, they will gloss over it and presume it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I've had lots of cases like this. And then, as you say, the business relationship turns sour. Mm. And instead of spending, you know, £200-300 speaking to a lawyer at the outset and making sure it's okay, they spend hundreds of thousands of pounds. Sometimes some of these big disputes are millions of pounds.
Yeah.
And parties are penalised if their costs are too high at the end of the day, because you've got to be proportionate and think about things commercially. And that's part of the matrix that I was talking about, if you like, earlier.
Absolutely.
Of what people need to think about, being commercial and reasonable and sensible about things.
Absolutely.
Not just the lawyers, but the clients too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, because even if you win your case, even if you've got a solid case, these things take years sometimes to filter through and go through all the courts and the costs and everything goes up, and all the time you're doing that, you're not focused on the business any longer. You're absolutely right. It's just a totally false economy.
Yeah, and people forget often that investment of management time. They just look at the end result and think what they want out of it, and will often throw money at it as a matter of principle when they're forgetting about things like business relationships, management time, what they could be doing in the meantime, whether they could get the same result by negotiation or mediation. You know, as I say, turning the problem around, not just pursuing it single-mindedly, but looking at the problem from all different angles.
Yeah. It really is false economy, because this particular lady that I mentioned earlier, I think her franchise cost her in the region of £10,000.
Yes, they're very expensive.
So, you know, with a little bit of advice before she actually signed that contract, she may well have been advised not to actually proceed because there were certain guarantees, perhaps, that clearly wouldn't have been in place that were actually crucial to her making a success of that franchise.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, it might have cost her £1,000 to get that professionally looked at, but actually, you know, she would have saved net £9,000 by not entering into that agreement in the first place.
Absolutely. It's almost like insurance, isn't it? One of the other things that new startup businesses never think about is insurance. Mm. Even though there's a legal requirement to have, you know, public liability insurance and stuff like that, they never think about it. It's always a false economy. They always go, well, you know, it's £800. I can't afford that. You go, imagine if it burnt down. What would that feel like?
Or what is worse sometimes, that clients know that they've got those T's and C's or a contract somewhere and they don't look at it.
Right.
So they don't know what they have to comply with. And, you know, if they haven't looked at it properly, they can't rely on it later on.
Can I buy in just 1 minute? We've got a phone call. Let's just see who that is on the phone. Oh, no one. I've just hung up. Sorry about that.
No, Jay. That's right. I was saying, so often the disputes are where clients have not looked at the terms of the trading relationship properly, and they can't then turn around and say, sorry, I didn't look at it, so obviously I'm not bound by it. I mean, tough, quite frankly. If you're a commercial entity, especially recent case law has shown that you've got to look at your T's and C's and know what you're entering into, and if you don't, then it's your fault and you're to blame.
Absolutely.
Caveat emptor, I believe, is
it? To some extent, exactly. Oh, gosh, that.
Yeah. Gosh, blimey, yeah. A bit of Latin there from Martin, thank you. Yeah. Buyer beware. With SNS Law, Sir Hota, Newcombe and Scott, do you have any areas of specialism, or are you a general law firm?
It's largely arguing, so it's largely which is what, as you said, I enjoy. Largely
and
contentious.
And that's just the three of them,
exactly.
I've just thought of a new slogan for Jay's business section: the lean, mean litigation machine.
Right. Okay,
well, do you know, I had another one actually. I was talking to a chap on the other side of a case recently. This was a client who was in litigating against the other side, and the other chap was in default. And I spoke to him, picked up the phone to him, and had a long, quite heated conversation with him. And at the end he said, do you know what? I'm going to use you myself. I like you. You're the Rottweiler with integrity, which I really liked. So I now use that slogan wherever I go. Rottweiler with integrity. I like that. So it's largely contentious, largely disputes. So any sort of dispute from debt recovery. I know a lot of companies, especially after Christmas now, are looking at their cash flows and thinking, God, that's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
Lots of cash flow problems are due to poor debt recovery, and companies don't often realise that. So I can give them guidance on how to recover their debts properly. Sometimes it needs to go to court. We try and stop it getting there, alluding to earlier. We're not like other law firms who are going to try and pinch your money. If we can resolve a dispute nice and early, we'll try and do that for you.
Sure.
So disputes, everything from fairly small debt recovery through contractual problems, negligence, fraud, franchise disputes we were talking about, property disputes, intellectual property, commercial disputes, anything at all, even shareholder and business disputes we were just alluding to. The whole range and gamut of litigation, right up to multi-million pound international litigation. So it's 85%, I'd say, litigation, so contentious matters, disputes. And we do also do commercial drafting, so employment work, property, intellectual property in terms of protecting your rights in the first place, and some wills and probate work. But it's 80-85% litigation, because that's what our specialism is.
Cool. Look, we could talk about this for a long, long time.
Oh, we could, I certainly could.
sadly, we kind of come to the end of that bit. Yeah.
James forgot to mention something.
Yeah. Right.
You're recruiting.
Oh, we are. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, Martin. We are looking for a residential and commercial conveyancer.
Right.
So somebody who can buy and sell houses. And we've tried to do it on the usual means, Facebook and Twitter and all the rest of it. Probably because Twitter isn't working today.
Yeah.
But we haven't found anybody yet. So if anybody knows of a residential and commercial conveyancer with a bit of experience, please send them my way and I will try and employ them.
Cool. Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.sns, that's sugar, November sugar, law.co.uk.
Cool. And there is a link on the Kent Business Radio website for that. Jay, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
It's been a
pleasure to hear from you. We wish you enormous success with your new venture.
Thank you.
And you're going to come back in later on in the year and tell us how it's going. And
I'll come and tell you how I've made millions.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
And give us the inside track on some of your juicy cases.
Thank you, I will do. Thank you very much.
Jay Sahota of SNS Law. Thank you so much. We've had some more tweets in, although Twitter's down now, I understand. But these are from a few moments ago. We've had a tweet from Well Styled, and they say, thank you for mentioning our workshop poster. Oh, I retweeted it, that's why. If you want to find out what that's about, you can follow the lady on Twitter, and her Twitter handle is SIOB H-Y-O-U. Twitter is obviously just back up because Natalie Bonet has just tweeted saying, I'll try to phone you. And you, okay, you can phone again if you want that. It's working now. We've had a tweet from Andrea Starbuck who says, we are meeting 15 new candidates today and developing our talent pool. And you can follow Andrea on the Twitter at 10to2 Kent A. That's T-E-N, the number two, the word two, T-W-O, Kent A. That's 10to2 Kent A. And 10to2 are a recruitment organisation that handle flexible staffing. So do give them a follow. I think, what should we do now? Let's keep it in Kent. Can we have a wee shout-out, please, for our New Year's Honour event on the 4th of February at the Hythe Imperial Hotel? That would be fab. Info booking is kiik.co/feb2016. So let me give you that website again. It's kiik.co/feb2016. Martin.
Mostly Mafia are networking again next week in Maidstone. It's the group that Jay and I go to once a month. They've got an event happening tomorrow, actually, at the Warren Sports Club in Bromley. One next Thursday at the Mercure in Maidstone and one on the 25th of February, which is a long way off. That's in Tunbridge Wells. But it's being marketed slightly differently now. It used to be JAZ Marketing, but now actually the Kent Invicta Chamber are helping to... take the bookings for that, but it's a fantastic networking event. It's next Thursday.
I was putting on a button, so I'm going to that as well. It's always very good. Ron, John, and Marilyn have run it very well.
Yeah.
And there's an event on Friday that's a networking event with horses. So it's Nate working, actually, I should say, shouldn't I? Nate working. on Friday. I can't remember where it is, but I'm sure the details are on the Kent Invicta site.
Absolutely.
It's a brand new event, so I'm going to that.
Cool. Good. Right, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest onto the Business Bunker today. It's absolutely brilliant to see you again. I haven't seen you for ages, Jackie.
It's been a long time.
It has. The lovely Jackie Offen from JJ Systems. Jackie, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Good morning.
How's your puppy?
Very well. I'm probably trashing the sofa as we speak.
Tell the listener about your puppy.
He's 8 months old. He's a beagle and he's gorgeous. His brother's at the office waiting for him and I've heard he's being very naughty at the office.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
They miss each other terribly.
Cool. So we thought we'd get that out of the way, the puppy-related stuff.
I'm trying to convince James we should put a puppy cam in the office for all the customers who like to look at the puppies.
Puppy cams. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good value.
Puppies. So, Jackie, give the listeners a bit of an overview of you and your business. You run an IT support business, primarily based in East Kent, but tell us about JJ Systems.
Well, the business has been going for, we're in our 18th year, I think, now.
Wow. She doesn't look old enough, does she?
Oh, thank you kindly. Well, I've been doing it for 25 years. So,
blimey.
Set up by James, my business partner, and myself. He does all the techie stuff, and we've got a team of engineers that work with us. We service small businesses all over Kent and the South East. Right. And that can be anything from an individual trader right up to a large network.
Right.
Wide area networks as well, it's not a problem. And no business is too small,
right.
So we don't stipulate there has to be a certain minimum number and certainly not a maximum either, so anything.
So from one computer to an entire network, basically?
Yes, multiple servers. Right. And obviously, at the moment, technology has changed a great deal, so now
Absolutely.
We're really into virtualization and hosted services.
Mm.
And we are slightly different. We host a lot of the information on our own servers. That's not in a, nuclear bunker.
Right.
It's actually in our office, and we have all of the necessary security and protection and da-di-da-di-da.
Right.
But you can come and touch your data at our office.
Oh, I like that. I like that. You can come and stroke it.
You can stroke it. You can come to our office and use our services. And you can use our disaster room as well. So we have servers that replicate to our office. So if there was a disaster, you can come and use our office. And that's something that we're really promoting now to our existing clients.
I just got to tell you, I've had a tweet from Natalie Bonet again.
Mm-hmm.
She said, it's a really spooky week this week. She said, and I'll tell you this story. She doesn't say this in the tweet, I happen to know. Her car packed up earlier in the week, and she went and bought a new car. And when she got it, the registration plate was KBA, which is the name of her company. So she actually ended up with a a plate that was a personalised plate by default. And she just said, I was just about to send Jackie Offen an email and she popped up on your show.
I did go and see Natalie a while ago. We had a coffee together, so yeah,
right.
That's good.
Well, there you go. How weird is that?
I actually do have a little question for Martin. Robert Go Vicinity wants to know what you're wearing. He obviously missed the beginning of the show. He thinks that you're pretending to be Jules.
I'm wearing a beard, Rob, so no, there's no confusion there at all.
And are you drinking Prosecco was his next question.
Of course.
I'd like to be, but I am in the middle of a dry January, supposedly, so no, I'm drinking mineral water. Nice to hear from you anyway, Rob. I hope you're well.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Rob for a while. Hello,
He's
Rob.
He's very busy.
Yeah. Hello, Rob. Go Vicinity. A lot of people may have seen your vans around. They are very bright, aren't they? Yellow and blue.
They're very bright, quite distinctive, and they're at the moment having a little overhaul. The backs of them are being just slightly updated.
Right.
We've removed the word BlackBerry now. That's the truth. And we've got our little cartoon characters on them, and there's six of those vans with driving around the countryside with the engineers in them. So people do say, I've seen you in McDonald's, Jackie, and I said, it wasn't me.
Yeah, we know where she's been, don't we? You've removed the word BlackBerry.
Yeah, that's the truth of it.
For any particular reason?
Well, I believe one of the engineers came along and said they got laughed at, so we did that. No, they're all having a bit of an overhaul. We've got exciting new cartoon characters that we use to try and explain to clients the services they've got, as well as the services they can have.
Right.
And we've put them on the back, as James and I, with little signs on the back of our vans.
Fantastic.
What's nice about Jackie and Jay is that, you know, they're not saying we're not going to deal with small businesses below a certain size.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, the fact is that most small businesses are one-person businesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, 76% of all small businesses in the UK, less than 10 people, are one-person businesses.
There's 5 million of them
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. So why on earth would you say I'm not going to work with a business at that level? Why would you do that?
The business landscape is finally changing, and apart from the politicians, everybody else realises that. Politicians are always way out of kilter with things like this and are still busily killing off small businesses. But everybody else is embracing them big time because they realise that's the future. Not least of which that some small businesses eventually become bigger businesses.
Most of them want professional services. Yeah. They might want a professional domain, hosted email. Mm. They need help with their PCs because they're not able to do it. They're not that techie.
Yeah.
And they want to pay a small fee and have real professional service and good help.
Yeah, and absolutely. And not only that, as someone, me, that's worked in IT for 40 years, my technical skills are rubbish these days. I just can't keep pace with it. I know I'm getting old and worn out and all the rest of it, but I can't keep pace with it because it's not something that I want to concentrate on anymore. I want to do what I do. So I always, you know, look to people to help as well with just maintaining the stuff that I'm doing.
I think I said to Martin earlier on, a lot of businesses have somebody in their company that often deals with the IT, and it reaches a point where they're not doing their job, they're messing about with a printer or they're crawling about under a desk or they're doing that type of thing, and really they should be getting on with their job.
It's exactly like we were saying to Jay earlier, isn't it? There becomes a point where it's a false economy to try and do it yourself, yeah? You know, someone like yourselves can walk in and go, you don't want to do it like that, you want to do it like this, bang, 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 and it's done. Whereas I can sit there for hours reading a manual and all the rest of it. Even this morning, I sat at home, I went to tweet and my Twitter didn't work. So I went to my phone and mobile Twitter was working. So I immediately had a dilemma. Is it my machine that's not working or is it the whole of Twitter? So I tweeted out on my mobile, is anybody else having a problem? But nobody answered. But is that because nobody saw the tweet or because they didn't know what I was talking, you know? And then, so before I know it, I'm in a rush to come to the studio and prepare a show, and I end up having to strip down my computer just to see if it's my computer or my hub or whatever that's causing me a problem. And don't even get me started on BT, because I never do negatives normally on this show, but that organisation are the biggest shower I've ever come across in my life.
I'm not prepared to comment on that.
Yeah, I will tell you the story of what they've done to me in a half installation one day when I'm in a bit of ramp mode, but I'm not happy with them.
But I mean, I had two laptops fail on me before Christmas, which I needed to get fixed. One was my personal one, and one was my business one. Now, I outsource a lot of our business functions, But that doesn't mean that my laptop isn't critical to me and what I do in my business every day. It is.
Absolutely.
Now, if you're a firm, an IT firm, that says to me, actually, you're too small for me to bother with, what am I supposed to do? Yeah, it's just nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing about small businesses like that, they often don't back up their data, Martin. Do you back up your data?
Do you?
I do.
Do you? Oh, that's clever.
Did we just get married?
Well, you know how it is, Martin. I like to see you every now and again. There's all sorts of services that small businesses need, and you need to put them all in the mix, including backing up your data and that kind of thing. It's really, really critical.
But again, and this is there's a huge parallel in terms of when we were talking to Jay earlier about small organisations and their approach to things. A lot of the things that they need to do are basic. Like backups, like, you know, all those kind of things, like securing their Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff. They're basics that an organisation like yours can easily do. You know, it's not rocket science. It's not difficult. You just go, look, if you do this, and this, you're less likely to have problems further down the line. You know, if you've got virus protection software on your computer, you're less likely. If you refrain from clicking on porn when you're online... Did I just say that? If you refrain from clicking on porn online, you aren't going to get infected with viruses. You know, that kind
less
of
likely.
Basic stuff.
Yeah, less likely.
Yeah, yeah. Or, no, anyway, no, we won't go there.
There's all of those services. Yeah. And from our point of view, the more you use of our services, then the cheaper it gets for you as a client.
Yeah.
But you're right. A lot of people don't consider all those things. Mm. We service all manner of industries, from accountants, solicitors, manufacturing base. There's too many. There isn't a particular vertical market either. Everybody needs to back up their data. It all needs to be off-site for insurance. Mm. Everybody, if they've got a service, should make sure they've got a correct disaster recovery plan in place.
Yeah.
All of those services.
The last thing you want is for somebody to make you feel unimportant as a business owner.
Absolutely.
That's the last thing you need, you know.
Well, a lot of the problem... We're so dependent on technology now. We are just so dependent on technology. And for those that aren't technically savvy, which is like 90% of us, it's really difficult knowing, isn't it? That's the problem that you have. Like, if I don't know if I've even got a problem, yeah? And I don't know if it's just me that's configured it wrong or my piece of equipment or software has gone wrong or whatever. I don't know.
But what you need is to trust.
Exactly.
And you need to trust us to deal with that for you.
And that's exactly the point I was about to make. It's about building a relationship with someone that you trust and know. And they go, no. Look, unplug it and plug it back in again because you've done that wrong. You know, it's that level of thing. But people can feel exposed. Because they have no knowledge, it's like dealing with law firms. Because they don't understand the law, they feel exposed. They feel, but I don't know if what you're telling me is a £100 piece of advice or a £10,000 piece of advice. I just don't know. And therefore, I think you're going to give me the £10,000 advice when I only needed the £1,000 advice. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And therefore, it becomes not just the professional integrity of what you do and the talent that you have and the knowledge that you have. It's also about building that relationship, isn't it?
For us, it's a massive thing because a lot of our clients have been with us for all of the extent of our business. So we've got clients that have been with us for 18 years.
Yeah.
That's built on trust and personal relationship.
Yeah.
And our staff as well. We've got a fabulous team of engineers. Mm. So that trust goes through all of us and it's really integral to how we run the business.
Absolutely. I mean, Jules, luckily Jules isn't here because the last engineer that she had to her house is still locked in her wardrobe.
I couldn't possibly comment. I haven't lost any engineers, so it wasn't one of mine.
It wasn't one of yours, no. But he's still there. We know he's there. Every now and again, we get a tweet from him saying, "Help, let me out." And she goes, "No, he's standing in the wardrobe."
Is he wearing a leather gimp mask?
Yeah, probably.
Jules, you bad person.
I had no idea you could say this kind of thing on this sort of radio.
No, you can't. He's just got me into big trouble.
Picking on Jules like that's not fair.
Oh, yeah, no. We pick on Jules. So we got a whole show for that. Don't worry.
No cake, though.
No. Well, we're a cake-free zone because Jules isn't here. Coming back to your business, though, if you remember what that was, I'm interested in the range of things that you provide services for as well. I'm an Apple Mac user. Is that something that you also support?
We often have to deal with Macs, so we often have to deal with things like putting particular client software on them.
Yeah.
It isn't something if your Mac broke, for example, Martin even mentioned a Mac breaking. That's not something that hardware-wise we particularly get involved in fixing. Yeah. We really are Windows-based.
Right.
But we do have to touch them and we do have to get involved with them. We've got printers and all sorts of people that use them all the time.
Yeah.
So the engineers are very well versed with the software that goes on them.
Yeah. I mean, the Mac environment tends to not be fixable in the same way that a Windows environment is, because Windows PCs tend to be interchangeable components, where anything you get from Apple is sealed in a box. And if you touch it at all, then Apple will go, nope, we're not having that anymore.
It's a slightly different marketplace as well. A lot of the hardware stuff that we do sell hardware, and we refurbish PCs as well. We're putting a lot of SSD drives in laptops to give them an extra lease of life, keeping Windows 7 alive a bit longer.
I was going to say, I've got a PC. I've got three Macs and a PC at home. I've got stuff in the office, but at home I've got three Macs and a PC. And my PC is an old Dell PC. And sometimes it just chugs along, but I'm running Windows 7. And at the moment, every time I touch the keyboard, I get a message saying, upgrade to Windows 10. and there's no way of me going over my dead body and resending that back to Microsoft. But I've never made any attempt to use Windows 10. I was going to ask you a very contentious question, Jackie, and what your thoughts on it were.
It depends, really, because I did have a discussion about how technical I would get with a member of my team. I have actually got a new laptop sitting in my van out there, and that has got Windows 10 on it because we have to move with the times. But most of our clients are using Windows 7 because they're using business related software, which is only supported on that platform.
Yeah.
And we've got clients who have got business software that just isn't supported yet.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can't do anything about it. We're not being obnoxious or suggesting that Windows 10 isn't good enough.
One of the reasons I asked you, though, and I don't want to get into a long, convoluted technical debate about this.
Good.
But it just struck me that way, that Windows 10 is much more of a personal product than a business-related product. And I just wondered where Microsoft were going with this.
Well, I can't tell you. Cause
No.
I know there's a lot of opinion, and there's a lot of things bandied around the office as well. But it's opinion-based.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. So, Jackie, JJ Systems, you cover South East England?
Kent and the South East. And most of our clients are based in Kent. We go up into South London, mainly this side of the river.
Right. You don't want to cross the river.
Well, we go to Colchester sometimes.
Oh, that's a trek.
Well, it's all right.
Yeah.
We've go down as far as East Sussex, and obviously Romney Marsh is my stomping ground from when I was young. So we're down here a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have seen your van about.
It would be, well, it wouldn't necessarily be mine, but
one of your vans then. Let's
I do frequent
way.
This area on occasion.
We did get a warning, yeah.
Usually.
Jackie is another Canterbury-based business.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yes, we are based just outside Canterbury, on an international business park.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
Very nice. Bean bags, glass windows.
That kind of thing.
All mod cons.
Yeah, a bit googly.
Were you Discovery Park?
No, Lakesview.
Hurston. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is it nice there?
It's beautiful, and there's some lovely marshland to walk the dogs around and everything.
Oh, cool. It's puppy friendly.
It's very puppy friendly. The dogs are at the office most of the time.
Fantastic. Jackie, give us a shout out for how people can find out more about JJ Systems. So give us your website, Twitter handles, or Facebook pages, all of them.
www.jjsystems.co.uk. It's been there a long time. You can't miss it. At JJ Systems is our Twitter handle. And Facebook, we are JJ Systems on there as well. We've got that.
I got this out of sequence. I needed to ask you a question as well. Your services, is it possible to buy your services on a one-off basis?
Yes.
Or do you have to have a contract?
Obviously, we like people to have a contract.
Sure.
Because that means it fits nicely with our model and we keep you as a client forever. That's the theory.
Right.
And it works very well. But you can buy us on an ad hoc basis, on an hourly basis, or on a by-job basis occasionally. Just depends what you want.
Right, okay.
And which of us is best suited? Because we've all got really good skill sets that we can pick and choose, you know?
Absolutely. Cool. So
both Jackie and Jay, by the way, are also on supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Are they? Fantastic. Good stuff. So if you need help with your IT infrastructure from a laptop or a desktop PC right up to a wide area network, Jackie and her team at JJ Systems are the place to go. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Ooh, I've got a couple of tweets I'm going to read out now, and then we're going to have our mid-show break. We've had a tweet from Rainy Day Box. Rainy Day Box. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web, we're Rainy Day Box. Activity boxes bursting with good old-fashioned fun. No batteries required. Powered by kids. Could we have a shout-out? So that sounds interesting. Their Twitter handle is Rainy Day Box, all one word. So do give them a follow. White Spot PR have also tweeted in to say that they're listening in, and Twitter's playing up, so they've tried to sneak in a quick tweet while they can. And also the lovely folks at The Hunting Edge, and they say, Vanilla Web, bring out your inner smile. Check out our online store, The Hunting Edge. .co.uk. TheHuntingEdge.co.uk is an online country store for shooting, fishing, and all that kind of stuff. And Revivals Canterbury, who are a Revivals Mad Shop on the Twitter, have said hi. That's the lovely Debbie, who has a shop in St. Peter Street in Canterbury, selling pre-loved vintage clothes. She has some fantastic stuff in there. She really does. So do check that out. We're going to have a little break now, and we're doing a little tribute to another recent lost. And then when we come back, we'll talk to some more guests.